Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Breaking news. The Secret Service apparently unraveling a massive plot. The details of this are a little bit sketchy right now. Yeah. But a foreign network set up that could have shut down cell phone towers, servers, 911 calls in the New York area. It seems to be connected to this, you know, the area around the UN General Assembly in New York.
Right.
They say the devices were found 35 miles of United Nations within. I think they mean to write within. It's breaking, and Fox News forgot that word. Oh. The says devices were found within 35 miles of United Nations General Assembly meeting in New York. And it's basically 300 co-located SIM servers, 100,000 SIM cards, multiple sites. And in addition to carrying out anonymous telephonic threats, these devices could be used to conduct a wide range of telecommunications attacks, including disabling cell phone towers, enabling denial of service attacks, facilitating anonymous encrypted communication between potential threat actors, and of course, basically taking down the entire 911 system. So if there was some sort of attack or something. They're being kind of vague about this right now. They're saying this is targeted at American leaders. I don't know what that means.
Well, Donald Trump is scheduled to address the United Nations General Assembly this morning around 10 o'clock.
They say forensic examination of these devices is ongoing, but early analysis indicates cellular communications between nation state threat actors and individuals that are known to federal law enforcement. So that's where we are. It says that this is from Fox News. The potential for disruption to our country's telecommunications posed by this network of devices cannot be overstated. That's according to U.S. Secret Service Director Sean Curran.
And he's right. I mean, this is a national security concern. I mean, particularly in the largest city in the country, when you have a bevy of international global leaders sitting here and the president expected to address them, that's a serious situation.
I know. It makes me wonder, you know, what they were planning to do with them.
Well, it makes me wonder if there's not something else going on, because one of the tactics that we've seen, particularly in the Middle East, and it has happened to other places, where terrorists will cause an action, you know, have an explosion or something or other at one place and then do something at another place, or have secondary and tertiary explosions go on as responders come to the area. So just hypothetically speaking, if you did some type of assassination attempt or some type of terrorist activity, and then you shut down the 911 and cell phone and internet services in a particular area where that activity had taken place, boy, that would be that would be really bad,
to put it
mildly.
It would be. And it just more proof that our networks are not secure, have not been secure. This goes back to Joe Biden. I mean, the Chinese, and it's going to be interesting to see if they're involved in any way, since we now know that it's almost impossible to tell where the cartels end and they begin. Yeah. They have merged effectively with the cartels. Just very interesting to see, given that the Chinese, and this was one of these stories that we've never gotten any resolution on. It's massively jaw-dropping. Remember, the Wall Street Journal broke it, that it's December. Joe Biden's lost the Democrats have lost control of the presidency, but they, they're not out of office yet. And Biden's team meets with the Chinese delegation, and the Chinese delegation just randomly volunteers that they have got these these spy networks inside our, you know, water facilities, inside of our, just all kinds of facilities, our piers, all of that kind of stuff. And that, you know, they were responsible for the Volt Typhoon cyber attack, which they had always denied that they did. And just flat out let us know, hey, it was in retaliation from Taiwan, as if mocking us, really. And the Biden administration did nothing after China took credit to their faces for cyber attacking us. And we haven't hardened the networks in any way. We haven't done anything. So, I mean, you know, vulnerabilities. You leave them out there. You're cool with it. Even when China mocks you to your face, this is what you get. And I'm sure they're involved here somewhere. And depending,
it's entirely likely. I mean, it's, yeah. It could be the Chinese, it could be the Russians, North Koreans, Iranians, any number of, you know, Islamic
China controls all of those. So, you know, I mean, you see North Korea, they don't do anything without China. You see the cartels now. I mean, when China is laundering $312 billion of your money through U.S. banks for you during the Biden administration in 137 transactions, not one of which was ever prosecuted or investigated by Biden administration because they were cool with it. When China is cleaning up your human trafficking and drug trafficking money for you in U.S. banks, as they were doing for the cartels, mainly Sinaloa, I mean, you can't, I mean, there's no way the Biden administration interfered in any way with China's hacking.
Well, when government entities continue to buy, and I'm talking about, you know, local, municipal, county, state, federal government, when we continue to buy electronics generated in China, there is the intent and possibility, if something is Wi-Fi, that there are other types of devices that are inside that and possibly, which could lead to some type of cyber attack or some type of denial of service or even, you know, purposeful miscommunication.
It is amazing how naive we are. Like, China tells us to our face they're cyber attacking us. And we're like, yeah, no, cool. We'll just, hey, let's continue negotiating to buy your stuff.
Well, this to me is one of the, not this situation, but the whole thing about the Trump tariffs has brought to light the need to have national security oriented things in this country. I mean, even then, there's still a risk, but you are mitigating the risk. You are doing what is smart, what is reasonable, what is common sense, that if you have something that you depend on for your national security, that you make it as secure as possible. And purchasing it from the lowest, you know, a bidder on a foreign manufacturing site is not smart when it comes to national security or public safety.
No, it's not. And speaking of security, I've been meaning to get into this because it's my favorite thing this week. Trump announcing we're taking Bagram back. Love it.
I want to hear more. I'm not going to make a call on that one way or another. It's just, I realize the importance. Don't get me wrong. That should never have been given away. But Bagram's in the middle of Afghanistan. How do you supply it?
The same way we did before. I think you could defend it and supply it very easily.
But that was back when we actually had troops on the ground in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is, and just from a security standpoint, and once again, don't get me wrong. I agree with the president. We should never have given it away. We should take it back. And I'm just wondering how this is going to work, because the only way then for us to supply it now is to fly things in. You do not control the airspace over Afghanistan. We could very easily. But at this point, we don't control the airspace over Afghanistan. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And if we don't have on-the-ground security and airspace security, then anything that flies in there is at risk from attack.
Yeah, I think we can handle it. I really do.
I think I know we can.
We've got to have that airbase, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, Trump, I know why. Yes.
Trump, first, it is the most valuable piece of land militarily and tactically on Earth. For us right now, because it is equidistant to fly to Iran.
Right.
It's what made the attack on the Iran facility so dangerous, is because they had to do the continuous flight. That would have been very easy if we'd been able to take off from Bagram. It's also equidistant to China.
Yeah, exactly.
We have got to have it tactically to defend ourselves. And I have explained many times, and I am convinced that the reason we left in the middle of the night is so that the UK, that the French would not have time to very easily take control of Afghanistan, which they could have done. We wanted it to fall to the Taliban because we didn't know this then, but the Biden folks surely did, that the Taliban in China had a multi-billion-dollar deal for China to take over the lithium mines. And so, you know, and there was great coverage of it on Indian TV that basically either we take Bagram. They talk about it openly. Either we take Bagram or China's going to take Bagram.
Well, and the thing with that is also that Bagram Air Base would be another area that China would have to be concerned about, because we could hit them from Diego Garcia. We could hit them from Bagram. Mm-hmm. We could hit them from Guam. We've got assets in Japan. I'm not confident of South Korea anymore. We've got stuff there, and their current leadership I am very concerned about. But China would be surrounded on all sides except for their border with Russia, if that were the case.
Look, you know me, when it comes to foreign entanglements and wars, you know I'm usually,
oh, I know.
No.
I agree.
I'm not for that. Pull out, get out, do it. This is one of the few instances where we need boots on the ground. Let me tell you why. The reason Trump wants it too is because he knows that we're going to have to fly back into Iran. We're going to have to do it. We're going to have, because we left one of those facilities, probably the most dangerous one, still operational. The UK Guardian had a great article on it. And it is dug deep, deep, deep into the side of a mountain. And then there's another one that we did hit. But even with the multiple bombs, do we get all the way to the bottom? Probably not. We're going to have to go back. But Trump knows he can't do it till after midterms.
And meanwhile, we've still got Putin and Russia poking the UN again, and I mean the NATO countries.
Yep.
Because I don't think the whole lot of, I haven't heard Fox mention this, there's been flyovers of missiles, drones through Estonian airspace. Now you have got Russian fighters that have been into NATO airspace, not just an occasional, whoops, we just sort of missed the border there. We had a 12-minute duration flight of armed Russian fighters in NATO airspace. They are, and so NATO and Russia are trying their best to get us all involved in World War III.
Yeah, and I would say that it is absolutely NATO and Russia.
Yeah.
Because
Trump's doing his darn best to try to keep us out of that.
I know, he is. God bless him.
Yeah.
We do not need to be fighting there. That's not our problem. But we do need that base strategically. Yeah. If we're going to be able to counter Iran and China.
I completely agree with you. I just see a very difficult fight. And somehow I think there's something else going on. There's something else going on.
Yeah, I'm sure there's something else going on there. I disagree. I think it'll be a very easy fight to just take the base, not the country. When we take the country, it'd be a pain.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, if we're willing to do that, if we're willing to expend it, we could do that. Yes, there's no question about it. But it's just, it would require assets. It would draw forces away from the Pacific Rim and our efforts to thwart China and their expansion toward Taiwan and the Pacific Rim. So,
but if we don't take it, they will. And that's what they were saying on Indian and Pakistani news, that China is absolutely infiltrating Afghanistan via Pakistan. They will take Bagram, and then we won't have it. And then good. Think about this. We've got Chinese scientists working on those centrifuges in Iran. We need Bagram to counter that because there's going to have to be more hits. And China controls Bagram. That's not going to work. The bottom line is we managed to control that entire country with 5,000 troops and drones. Mm-hmm. If we don't want to control the country, we just want to control Bagram. I think it's very doable. I think we do it with less than 1,000 troops in drones. I'm not even sure if we need the 1,000 troops. Because we'll be able to launch stuff from Bagram. So there'd be troops there in Bagram, but we've got to take it. We have to take it back. And Trump sees that, and I'm glad he does.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.